Brooke Smith usually rediscovers Richmond on Thursday mornings at this time, but because of the holiday schedule this week, we're visiting on Wednesday. And Brooks, you're continuing to rediscover Richmond's sports history. And it's amazing that the year is nearly over and we haven't yet talked about the game of basketball.
'Tis true, and I'm embarrassed that we haven't touched our city's own hoop dreams, because we certainly have a wonderful history of basketball, from colleges to pro and semi-pro ball to very early roots, which I was surprised to uncover.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk first about the college game.
Of course, we have the VCU Rams with 9 NCAA appearances in their short history, including 5 between 1980 and 85 when the school was part of the Sun Belt Conference. We have those Spiders, also known as the Giant Killers, earned that nickname after knocking off the Charles Barkley-led Auburn Tigers in 1984. We had the great Johnny Newman, one of our great sports figures in the city, who took the Spiders to 2 NCAA tournaments. The school actually returned to the tourney 7 more times after 84, even reaching the Sweet 16 in 1988. And last but not least, a school that probably should have gone first, the Virginia Union Panthers, for 30 years led by Coach Dave Robbins, about whom you'll hear more in a future installment. But under Robbins, the school won 3 NCAA Division II tournaments in 1980, 92, and 2005.
And Richmond has also had some experience with professional basketball.
That's right. Somewhat eclipsed by time now. Some of our listeners may remember when the Virginia Squires played at the Coliseum and in Richmond in the early 70s. Even before then, we had a team called the Richmond Barons, a semi-professional team that played in Richmond from 47 to 52. With a number of famous players, or players who went on to fame, including a justice on the Virginia Supreme Court and the headmaster of the collegiate school.
And if I'm not mistaken, Julius Erving made his debut in professional ball with the Virginia Squires.
He did indeed. And I guess it's more known as a Tidewater team, but yeah, they did play a circuit in Richmond. And I said the Coliseum. This may actually predate the Coliseum, would have been the arena or something.
Possibly,
like that.
I forget.
And there was also in the 70s an upstart professional ball club called the All-America Basketball Alliance, and we hosted a team called the Richmond Sailors. I'm not sure they were around for very long.
And the past couple of installments in talking about some legendary Richmond coaches, you touched on the high school basketball, of course, too.
We did, and many of these great college and pro players originated in our local high schools. We talked about Maggie Walker and Armstrong. If there were time, we would also need to talk about John Marshall and TJ, because they produced some wonderful athletes and some wonderful coaches.
Well, basketball goes back almost to the beginning of that game here in Richmond.
Amazingly, the game is credited to a doctor in Springfield, Massachusetts, back in 1892, who was interested in inspiring more winter gymnasium sports. So he nailed up 2 peach baskets to the wall and used a soccer ball and started the game of basket-ball.
Yeah, and not long after that, the Richmonders took it up.
Just about a decade later, we hosted a team at the local YMCA, and it was formidable. Apparently played and beat William & Mary, who at the time was the state college champion in basketball. And we fielded a number of great basketball teams ever since. I was delighted to see some of the old rules of basket-ball. There was only one referee, which meant there was a lot more physical contact on the court. When players ended up in pileups, they would say that the smart ones were advised to stay off the bottom. And the ref would only blow the whistle when neither player could jerk the ball free from the other. Last but not least, most teams had what they called a foul shooting specialist, who got to step in and take all of the foul shots.
Kind of like a designated hitter, almost.
That's exactly right. Pretty foreign in today's basketball. But I thought I would end us. This is a quote from the paper from those early years of basketball. There's presumably in the transition from the baseball season to the new emergent basketball season. And the quote reads, "So much interest in this sport that when the season for the national game is over, rooters of the upstart Richmond basketball team will not be found wanting."
Okay, thanks to Brooke Smith, who returns to Thursday mornings week after next here on Morning Edition.
Kick off the shoes. I'll miss. I'll play the wet, y'all.